Hello, I'm Jerry Smith with the BBC News. At least 50 people have been killed in Greece as wildfires continue to ravage coastal towns and holiday resorts near Athens. The deaths include the discovery of 26 bodies at a villa. More bodies have been found at sea as people have taken to the water to escape the flames. A journalist, Alinda Ladrupoulou, is on the outskirts of the Greek capital.
Most of the confirmed victims were trapped in the seaside resort of Mati, which is about 40 kilometers to the northeast of Athens, and most died in their homes or their cars while trying to flee. Dozens of homes have burned completely, as have many dozens of cars, so we're looking at images of complete destruction.
Official figures in Japan show that a record-breaking heat wave killed 65 people last week. The Fire and Disaster Management Agency says more than 22,000 people were admitted to hospital suffering from heat stroke during the same period, nearly half of them elderly. South Korea is considering withdrawing some troops and equipment from its heavily fortified border with North Korea. The plan, which would be on a trial basis, is aimed at reducing tension along what's known as the Demilitarized Zone, or DMZ. Michael Bristow reports.
This buffer zone is one of the world's most recognisable military flashpoints. There's a concentration of weapons on both sides, and at the truce village of Panmunjom, opposing troops are literally eyeball to eyeball. Occasionally there were skirmishes, but when they met in April, the leaders of North and South Korea pledged to make the border more peaceful, to mark an improvement in relations. South Korea is now planning to make good on that promise by reducing some troops and equipment at the border.
Members of the Thai youth football team, who were trapped in an underground cave for 2 weeks before being rescued, will shortly begin the process of becoming novice Buddhist monks. One of the reasons for their short spell in a monastery is to thank those who helped free them. Nick Beek reports.
11 of the players will spend 9 days, a Thai lucky number, meditating, praying and cleaning their temple. Their coach, who's been both criticised for allowing them into the cave in the first place and praised for helping them survive, will join them. The boys' heads will be shaved before a ceremony intended to reclaim their souls, which may have been troubled during their ordeal underground.
You're listening to World News from the BBC.